afternoon, Chairman Skillman, ladies and gentlemen of the American Automobile Association. Although my schedule doesn't allow me to join you, I'm delighted to welcome you to Washington for the 81st annual meeting of AAA. Over the past eight decades, AAA has seen a lot of changes in American travel. By when AAA was founded, people were flabbergasted when somebody drove 15 miles an hour. Come to think of it, they still are. But through all those years and changes, AAA has continued to provide fine services to its members and work in the interest of safe and enjoyable travel throughout the country. Today, with 23.5 million dues-paying members, AAA represents one of the biggest and most vigorous private organizations in America. During your meeting, you'll be deciding AAA policy for the future. Your president, Jim Creel, and others in your Falls Church headquarters have kept us well informed of your ambitious goals. My administration shares your determination to repair and complete our interstate system and to upgrade other federal roads. Last January, I signed the Surface Transportation Assistance Act of 1982, an act that committed an unprecedented amount of federal funds to highway projects. At the same time, we've instituted better management that has lowered the cost of such projects, enabling each dollar to go much farther. You'll be happy to hear that the latest federal aid highway cost index dropped 3.4% from its previous level to a new four-year low. While you're in Washington, you'll also address a number of safety concerns. And on behalf of all Americans, I want to thank you for your efforts to increase the use of safety belts and to reduce drunk driving. I've said many times that our nation has too often looked to the federal government for solutions to problems best solved at the state and local level. Well, the way you and your nearly 1,000 local offices carry out these safety programs represents an outstanding example of the kind of private initiative our nation needs. I wish these remarks could be completely pleasant, but I have to mention the recent brutal event over the Sea of Japan. In response to the Korean Airline massacre, I announced sanctions against the Soviet Union that expressed our nation's outrage. You joined those efforts immediately, instructing AAA agents to sell no tickets for flights into the Soviet Union. Your actions carried great moral weight, and I want to give you my heartfelt thanks. A friendly local face and a strong national reputation, fine services for your 23.5 million members, and a clear voice in national policy. This all means that after 81 years, AAA is working better than ever. And why not? After all, your first name is American. Thank you. God bless you all.